I begin this meeting on Monday, November 17th, 2025 at 8:32 a.m. in person in the Frankie Tito Papa President's Conference Room, as well as over Teams. Line item number 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. If the answer to any of these questions is no, this meeting must be ended immediately unless novel covers a legitimate correction. So moving on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Niue, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. So moving on to roll call, Programmer Alboron is present over Teams. Programmer Barrera.
Present.
Programmer DeForno is present over Teams. Programmer Gomez is present over Teams. Programmer Cardonis, absence unexcused. Programmer Lockwood is present over Teams. Programmer Price is present over Teams. Assistant Director Guile is present over Teams. Assistant Director Patel is present over Teams. And Director Krentz is present. So a quorum is present today. Moving on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to line item 6, adoption for minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. So we'll be moving on to line item 7, reports. So we'll be starting with Programmer Alboron.
Hi everyone, good morning. Since we last met, Programmer Barrera and I have been working on pack exchange. We have so far gotten all our forms done, all our rooms reserved, just waiting on budget approval, and then we'll start working on contacting places we want to work with and getting those credit card requests in.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for Programmer Alboron? Okay, seeing none, we're moving on to Programmer Barrera.
Hello everyone, happy Monday. Pretty similar to what Programmer Alboron said, we've just been working on our forms and getting everything submitted on time for our event. Something very exciting though, we found that we had a lot of extra money in our budget, so we decided to utilize that to kind of create a little addition to our event. So on top of the pack exchange that we're doing on the other side of the KC Breezeway, we're also gonna have a little table with just a bunch of food that any students walking by can grab. And something else that's very exciting is we're gonna be working with, or I've been in discussion with Senator Atkinson about her desire to create PAC provision kind of like satellite hubs around campus. So just to gather some data for her, and for the Senate, we're gonna have a little form that students can answer. It'll be one simple question, and it'll just say, like, where would you like to see satellite hub on campus? So if any of you are doing anything food-related and might want to get involved with that too, just reach out to me, and I can get you in contact with Senator Atkinson.
Okay, awesome. Are there any questions for Programmer Barrera? Okay, cool. Seeing none, we're gonna be moving on to Programmer DeForno. I'll assume no report today. So we'll move on to Programmer Gomez.
Good morning, everyone. Since we last met, I've been working on Coffee Crawl with Programmer Lockwood. We've been searching for local coffee shops, but some have been hard to work with. So if you guys have any recommendations, please let Programmer Lockwood and I know. And I've also been working close with the interns for their event in December to take them shopping and whatnot. And yeah.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for Programmer Gomez? Okay, seeing none, I'll move on to Programmer Cardonis. Since he's not here, I didn't receive a report from him either, so we're gonna say no report. So moving on to Programmer Lockwood.
Good morning, guys. This week I've just continued
working with programmer Gomez to secure different places around town. As she said, some of them are very hard to work with recently. So if anybody knows where you can get some good chai, let us know, because that's what we need a lot. I've also spent a lot of time with my intern, helping him with different tasks for his event, as well as credit card requests. I'm just ensuring that he has everything that he needs for this event that's coming up. And yeah.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for programmer Lockwood? Cool. Seeing none, we'll move on to programmer Price.
All right, so over the past week, I've been working with programmer DeForno to finalize our Welcome Back Week event. We're excited to announce Soup for Success, where we'll provide free soup, salad, and breadsticks to students in the Rotunda. This event also responds to the major concern of like food insecurity on campus, and so by offering a warm meal at the start of the semester, we hope to provide students with like well-being and help relieve some of that stress. And then we're also partnering with several campus resources, including the Counseling Services, Student Health Center, like Money Mentors. And so they'll be tabling to equip students with the tools they need for a strong and successful semester. And yeah.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for Programmer Price? Okay, seeing none, we're going to be moving on to Assistant Director Guile.
So everyone's budgets for this meeting look good, no complaints for that. Since we met, I've just been continuing to work on finalizing the homecoming events and their like budgets. I do need a few more receipts for people, so I'll be reaching out if there's anything missing. I've been meeting with my interns. We made sure that everything that they needed to do for PaxGiving this week is good. So like we put through the vehicle request, taught them how to do that, and then I hope Miles is putting together the hour by hour. Other than that, me and Assistant Director Patel and Director Krentz have been putting together details for the 2026 drag show. So that's super fun and exciting. Other than that, that's it. If you have any questions, let me know.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for Assistant Director Dial? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Assistant Director Patel.
Good morning, everyone. Since our last meeting, marketing for both upcoming intern events has been fully finalized, and all the marketing materials for Welcome Back Week were submitted on the 6th of this month, and I'll be meeting with Inklot soon this week to talk about the inspiration and kind of finalize the details. Interns will also be receiving their role assignments for Mackie Week this week. And lastly, I wanted to remind everyone to just fill out the availability for PaxGiving if you have it already.
Okay, cool. Any questions for Assistant Director Patel? Okay, seeing none, moving on to my own report. Director Krentz for the record. Hi everybody, sorry we have to keep meeting so early in the morning. Hopefully next semester we can meet a little bit later in the day and we can all sleep in. But other than that, the main stuff that I've just been working on, I've been working a lot with Assistant Director Guile and Assistant Director Patel. Just trying to get together a couple details for the drag show. We've contacted Real Management, just trying to see which headliners would potentially be available for it. This is going to be the 10-year anniversary of the drag show, so we're trying to somebody a little bit well-known. We're probably looking at doing a sponsorship with the Joe Crowley Student Union again this year, just because that did work out pretty well last year, and they were able to work out some things that we probably couldn't be able to on our end, so that worked out very well. on top of that, I've just been talking with President Agobah. We've been in contact with the J Resort regarding a concert for next semester. So we're looking at April for the date. Nothing's been finalized just yet. We're sending out feelers to a couple artists just to see if they are available for any of that. The J Resort is handling those conversations, so none of that is going to be placed on us. Once I have a little bit more information, and once we have a couple more conversations with them, I'm gonna start giving you guys assignments regarding that. It's probably just going to be finding probably some local openers, maybe browsing to see if we can find somebody on like a smaller budget side for another opener for the headliner, and probably just figuring out a couple other logistical things for that. But yes, I also just want to emphasize what Assistant Director Patel said. PAXgiving is this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Make sure you guys are filling out your availability form. We've known about this for a while. It's been within our internal calendar basically all year. So I expect all of us to be there. I expect all of us to be supporting our interns. You need to fill out that availability sheet. I know the last time I tried clicking into it, it didn't load, but that might just be a problem on my end. But if there's any problems with you guys doing that, please let either me or Assistant Director Patel know, just so that we know who will be there and who will not. The only excuse you should have for this event is going to be class. So, but yeah, that's all I have. Are there any questions for me regarding anything that I just said? Okay, cool. So we're gonna be moving on to line item 8, old business. We're gonna skip line item 8A for now and move on to line item 8B, just until Aiden comes back. So
Assistant Director Patel, for the record, for the PAC the KC budget, our cost per student has changed to $4.26. And line item 6, we've added 30 vegan sandwiches for a total of $75.99 from Jimmy John's. Line item 9, our miscellaneous, is $63.86, making our total event budget $638.56, and our total ASUN budget $702.42.
Okay, awesome. Are there any questions regarding the changes in the PAC the KC budget? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I am seeking a motion to approve the PAC the KC event through unanimous consent. Program prayer. Is there a second? Assistant Director Guile.
Second.
Alrighty, is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, cool. Seeing none, then the motion passes. So we will be moving back to line item 8A, PAXgiving.
All right, so PAXgiving, our cost per student has changed to $3.54 per student. On line item 10, we are getting 30 veggie sandwiches from Jimmy John's, costing $79.99. And our miscellaneous, which is the 10%, changes to $53.11. Our total event budget comes out to $531.06. With our total ASUN budget coming out to $584.17.
Okay, awesome. Are there any questions regarding the changes to the PAXgiving budget? Okay, seeing none, then I'm seeking a motion to approve the PAXgiving budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Gomez.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Barrera.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, then the PAXgiving budget passes. So we'll be moving on to line item 9, new business. We'll be starting off with line item 9, sub A, PAC exchange.
Okay, so PAC exchange will be on January 21st from 1 to 4 in the KC Breezeway / Rotunda. Our expected attendance is 350 people, and the cost per student is $7.23. So first, we've allocated $800 to finding thrift clothes at various thrift stores. We're probably going to use the ones that we went to last year. Tote bags, we're getting 200 of those from Amazon for $249.99. Cookies, that'll be about $500 from Twisted Sugar. Soda syrups, we're getting a 4-pack of vanilla for $25.92. a cherry bottle for $14.99, a peach bottle for $11.69, and then pumps to go along with that for $7.99, bringing that total to $60.59. The soda creamers, we're getting coconut cream, we're getting four bottles of that for $3.98 each, and then two bottles of half and half for $2.82 each, bringing that total to $21.56. Fruit, we're allocating $500 to that. We'll be getting that from Walmart. Granola bars, we'll be getting the chewy variety pack. We'll get 10 boxes of those for $3.96 each, and then three boxes of the NutriGrain bars for $9.98 each, bringing that total to $72.40, and we're getting that from Walmart and Sam's Club. And then clear plastic bags to put the fruit and granola bars and water in. We're getting one pack of that, I think there's like 300 in it, for $15.09 from Amazon. And then we're getting a mirror for $63.94 from Amazon. And then we're getting mirror markers, a pack of those, for $15.99 from Amazon, which brings our miss to $229.96. Our total event budget is $2,299.56, and our total ASUN budget is $2,529.52.
Okay, awesome. I'm looking for three questions before we move on for the packaging budget. I'll go first.
Okay.
So, for line item 8 for your clear plastic bags, you're just getting those for fruit.
Yes, those will just be for fruit, and then they can also like throw their granola bars in there if they'd like, and then water bottles in there as well.
Okay. I think it's fine. The only pushback I think you're gonna get is definitely probably gonna be from the sustainability department.
Okay.
Just because plastic bags are technically disposable and they're not like super biodegradable. If
gotcha.
You can find biodegradable ones, I would do that.
Okay.
If not, just be aware of that.
Yeah.
Just for the event. If you get too much pushback from it, from like SAB or something else, I would maybe just purchase more tote bags.
Okay.
You probably find like smaller, cheaper options.
Yeah.
So they'd probably come out to the same price, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Assistant Director Guile.
Are you guys going to be using all of the clothes that we have left over from last year?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we want to provide as much clothing as we can for our students. And I know that there was some notes last year about the types of clothing they want to see. So if we have some of the leftover clothing and we can spend more money on like other types of clothing they want to see, I think that'd be ideal.
Awesome. And then for the mirrors?
Yeah.
Don't we already have like 8?
We do, but they're smaller ones. So we thought that programmer Alvaron and I thought this would be a good investment to have a bigger one. One for this event, and then also for the drag show, because I just assumed the drag artist didn't necessarily like. I feel like they would have preferred a bigger mirror than the tiny ones we have.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for Programmer Barrera regarding the budget? Assistant Director Dow, did you have another question, or are you good? Okay, cool. okay, well, I'm seeking a motion to pass the pack exchange budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Lockwood.
So moved.
Assistant Director Patel.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, cool. With that, the motion passes. So we will be moving on to line item 9B, the Spring Club Fair. I'll be presenting this one. So the programming department is going to be providing food again for the Spring Club Fair. So this is going to be on January 22nd, 2026. We believe it's going to be in the Joe Crowley Student Union. The time has not been determined yet. We're expecting around 2,000 students to attend, and the cost per student is going to be $0.88 per person. So line item 1 is going to be Little Caesar's Pizza. Line item 1A is pepperoni for $6.99 a piece. We're buying 100 of those. And then cheese pizza is also going to be $6.99 a piece. We will also be buying 100. So both of those totals come out to $699 for the total for Little Caesars Pizza, being $1,398. Line item 2 is going to be a 15% tip. So it's going to come out to $209.70 from Little Caesars. And our miscellaneous is 10%. So that comes out to $160.77. Bringing our total event budget to $1,607.70, and our total ASUN budget coming out to $1,768.47. I'm looking for three questions regarding the club fair budget. Anybody at all? Programmer Lockwood.
Are they going to be getting soda this time?
I told them I would handle soda this time. I'm going to put in the Pepsi order probably this month, just so that we have it around 2 months in advance. I'm also probably going to have that shipment come in probably the week before, like that Friday, instead of like the day of. So hopefully that eliminates the issues.
Okay, perfect.
Assistant Director Guile.
That it might be in LeJoe. Are there like any other alternatives they're exploring?
Yes. So I was given two options for where they were potentially doing it. So it's either going to be in LeJoe, like they did last year, where it's going to be the entirety of LeJoe is where all the clubs are going to be set up. If it's not in LeJoe, then I think they were looking at Lawler as another option. If they do that, I'm not for sure what the logistics are on that, but those were the two options I was given, so.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
And then I actually had one more question. Could literally be about anything. Program prayer.
How many clubs do they think are going to table?
So spring club fair traditionally has a little bit less than fall club fair. But I would say probably like upwards of like 125 should be there realistically. But yeah. Okay, any other questions? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I am seeking a motion to approve the Spring Club Fair budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Guile.
So moved.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Patel.
I second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay. Seeing none, then the motion passes and the budget is approved. So we'll be moving on to line item 9C, the coffee crawl budget.
Hi guys. Okay. So for the event, it's going to be coffee crawl. It's going to be January 23rd, 2026. We're located in the Casey Rotunda from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Our expected attendance is going to be 500 people, and our cost per student is going to be $2.64. For line item 1A, we're getting hot chocolate from Antohiso's Pullery. We have allocated $180 to them, and then it'll be from them. And then for line item 2, it'll be Buzz Coffee. Line item 2A is going to be chai. Line item 2B is going to be coffee. We have $600 allocated to them, and then the vendor's going to be Buzz Coffee. For line item 3, it's going to be Panera Coffee. We have $300 allocated to that, and it's going to be from Panera. For line item 4A, it's going to be Starbucks Coffee. It's going to be $120 allocated towards them, and the vendor is going to be Starbucks. And then for line item 5, it's going to be Sam's Club Snacks, and then we have $120 allocated to that, and then the vendor will be Starbucks. For the total event budget is $1,200, and then the ASUN budget is going to be $1,320.
Okay, awesome. I'm looking for three questions for Programmer Lockwood regarding the budget. I have one. Director Krentz, for the record. So right now you have Buzz Coffee as your chai option. I know you kind of mentioned in your report, though, that you guys were kind of looking. Did the try for this kind of, like, fall through, if you called at all?
For who?
For Buzzed Coffee.
No, Buzz is actually, they're being very, like, compliant with me right now, and they were working really well. We just kind of wanted to look at another option, because I know, like, some people really like Buzz Chai. We did try to contact Superstitious Java, but that hit the end of the road. Anyways, but that was for Chai, and so we just kind of wanted to see if there was another option, just in case another place had, like, better quality.
I guess. Dr. Krebs, for the record, I'd say you guys can maybe see, I don't know if they, like, for sure do it because I haven't been yet, but you could probably contact the new, like, Good Days Cafe place, where the Laughing Planet used to be. Since they're newer, I'm sure they would love to work with the university, especially since they're, like, now competing with Buzz Coffee, so.
Yeah, that's true. I need to talk to a couple people because I've heard some stuff, and I, yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Perfect. Okay. I'm looking for one more question for Puerto Rico. It could be about anything at all. Okay, okay, Assistant Director Kyle.
Okay, so for the budget, did you have a MISC set aside?
We do. We will. We're gonna rework it and make sure it's set aside. I think we just went at it really quick and kind of missed the MISC, but we will have it for the next budget, I promise.
Okay, any other questions for Programmer Lockwood? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm seeking a motion to approve the coffee crawl budget through a unanimous consent. Programmer Barrera.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Albron.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay. Seeing none, then the budget passes. Sorry, I gotta scroll my way back up here. Okay, so moving on to line item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, cool. Seeing none, moving on to line item 11, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting on Monday, November 17th at 9 a.m. inside the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room, as well as over Teams.